Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Food writer Katrina Redmond, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
Good, thanks. Katrina, a bit of a stretch in the evenings, but it's still soup season, really, isn't it? And you're going to give us a soup-making masterclass, I think, and because we can't have soup without bread, an easy bread-making masterclass as well. So you grow, I know, a lot of your own stuff and everything. Does it feel like spring to you yet, or is that a bit off yet?
No, it certainly doesn't. And we were considering heading up the allotment this morning and it started to hail and sleet. And I thought, do you know what? It's not worth it. Head back home, stay in the warm for a little while longer. And it is like that hungry gap. You know, it's difficult to see, you know, fresh and kind of bright and colourful fruits and vegetables that are seasonal at the moment. But that said, there's still plenty of fruits and vegetables that we can cook with that are Irish grown and that we can find in the supermarket at the moment.
Okay, will we talk about equipment for a minute first?
Yes.
So yes. Soup makers get a big push this time of the year. Are they any good?
I would say that soup makers have their place. So if you are somebody who likes to make soups and may struggle with dexterity with your fingers or may struggle with time, that they absolutely do have a place. But my favourite tool when it comes to soup making is an immersion blender. So that's a stick blender. It's an awful lot more budget friendly than a soup maker. And it means that you can make whatever soup you want in either a slow cooker or on the hob. And then you can just, once it's cooled down a little bit, pop the immersion blender in and blitz it into a smooth kind of consistency. A soup maker absolutely does have its place, but it does require an awful lot more chopping and getting pieces of vegetables and fruits down to small pieces before you put them in.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, grand. So the blender is a low involvement kind of piece of kit instead. Okay,
yeah.
So recipes wise. So Irish leeks are in season at the moment, I believe. We start with the classic leek and potato soup.
Leek and potato soup. I love leek and potato soup. And you know, sometimes people can shy away from leeks because as they grow, they put on layers and layers and they can get a little bit of dirt between each layer. And conventionally, you know, if you take a look online, people would recommend that you slice the leek down the middle and then you clean out each layer before you chop it. Look, that's too much effort for me. Get yourself a clean chopping board and a sharp knife. Slice it into rounds straight away without washing it. Pop it into a colander and then wash it. And it's a much more effective way of getting rid of the muck. And then it makes it so much easier because it's already been freshly washed in crisp cold water. And it's so much easier to break down into this luscious, really kind of aromatic green onion scent. And then take some fresh Irish potatoes and chop them up. Coat them in that oniony, leaky mixture, cover it in a little bit of stock and just leave it to simmer. I mean, it's just fabulous.
And that's it, and whiz it up then at the end with your little handheld.
This is it, yeah.
Perfect.
And you know, if you want to make it, if you want to add some protein to it, my recommendation is to add in maybe some butter beans towards the end of the cooking process, or you can also add in some chicken. And chicken is amazing with leek at the moment. They just complement each other so well.
Okay. Now, cauliflower soup can be, I don't know, bland might be the word, but you have an add-in to give it a bit of oomph.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, when you're making soups at home, they can feel bland and they can feel like sometimes they can feel a little bit dreary. So lifting them up to restaurant level.
Yeah,
they can. And you know, that smell sometimes when you've had soup going in the house for the day and you open the door and it is nice, but you kind of go, oh God, here we go again. But if you can elevate things to another level with your soups by adding toppings or stirring in something different, you add an extra layer of flavour and you really feel transported. So for me, cauliflower and a little crumble of blue cheese on top before you serve it just takes it to the next level. And if you're eating a plant-based diet, some toasted pumpkin seeds on top, or maybe some toasted breadcrumbs on top cooked in olive oil with some garlic, fresh garlic, just
I like it. So these little flourishes that enhance everything. We'll put all these recipes up on the website, but we'll crack on because I want to ask you about, so like minestrone, which is kind of more a dinner kind of soup really, isn't it? But you're giving that a bit of kick as well.
Yeah, so absolutely. Half a teaspoon of harissa paste in the cooking process. puts such amount of zinc in it, it'll clear the nostrils, it'll get rid of absolutely any sort of allergy anybody might have at the moment. And sure, I'm caught up at the moment as well. So that's my plan for today. And then shred in some fresh kale. Loads of brassicas are fresh at the moment. So kale, black kale, cabbage. Shred them in towards the end so you retain that vibrant green colour. And that's full of anthocyanins, which is really good for your immune system.
Okay, now bread. Obviously, brown bread is the classic with a pound of butter in Ireland with soup. You have a go-to easy brown bread recipe for us?
Yes, I do. So my brown bread recipe, I can assemble it within 10 minutes. It comes together with a fork, no kneading, all in one bowl. Pour it into two pound loaf tins and bake it in the oven. And then it's perfect for slicing and toasting. So it's not your classic round soda bread, but it's cut in a loaf tin. And this actually comes from my mum, who learned it from the Sisters of Mercy when she was in school. So like it's been coming through the generations and it's a great recipe.
Okay, fantastic. And we put that up as well. You also have a very easy focaccia. I would have thought focaccia would be a difficult one to get right at home.
Yeah, and I look, it's not classic, but again, it's another recipe that comes together in a bowl with a fork, involves no kneading, and it's just a case of leaving the focaccia to bubble away in the background in the kitchen. When you have the heat on, it's just easy to leave it go during the day. It's a great one for the weekends. And this one, I cook in a baking tray or a roasting tin, and then I slice it up into chunks and I freeze it, and the kids take it to school in their lunchboxes, so they have fresh homemade bread every day. Look, you can't go wrong with breads and soups. These are the things I just, look, I have kids and I have a job. I'm also studying at night. I don't have time to be spending in the kitchen. I want the time back to do the things that I love, but I also want to eat fresh and wholesome food with my family every day. So these are my get arounds.
This is it. So if you have them there, you're not defaulting to too much processed food or whatever. And like if you have brown bread and a bit of cheese and a bit of soup in the house, you've a meal anytime there basically, don't you?
Oh, absolutely you do. Or an egg, which I think is a fantastic source of protein.
So right, so right.
You know?
Yeah. Listen, someone's asking there about that, if the soup gets too salty, can you pull it back?
Yes, you absolutely can. So it's a couple of different tricks. A little bit of a squeeze of lemon juice sometimes can pull it back a little bit. But my favourite one is a cut potato into the soup. Leave it simmering for about 15 minutes. Lift out the potato and discard it to one side. And that should take a good bit of the salt out of the soup. So the potato becomes kind of like that magnet for the salt and it takes it away. But my trick as well for soups is to try and not season them at the start. And generally the conventional wisdom is to season your food as you go. But for soups, I would rather season at the end than at the start, because you really don't want to end up with something that's inedible.
Yeah, you can always add salt at the end. What if your soup, your minestrone, say with harissa, is a bit too spicy for the kids? Any way of kind of tempering that?
Yeah, so maybe some dairy could go in there. So a little bit of cheese, maybe a little bit of lemon juice. Barley is fantastic in a minestrone soup because it soaks up those juices. So that should take a little bit away of the spices. But if you have kids or if you have somebody who's spice averse, just dial down on the spice at the start and then add some fresh chili. My tip for that is pop your fresh chili straight into the freezer and use a microplane or a grater at the end of the cooking process to grate fresh chili. So you're only adding in what you need and you've always got fresh chili to hand.
And are you making your own stock, Katrina?
Yeah, so every time I roast a chicken, I pop it into the slow cooker when it's been picked off of the meat, cover it in water and then simmer it for a couple of hours. So I always have fresh chicken stock or beef stock or pork stock or whatever like I'm cooking with. When it comes to vegetables, sometimes cooking vegetable stock can leave the house a little pungent. Yeah. So what I prepare to do, I'm trying to be delicate about this. So what I prefer to do is to make like a vegetable broth. So make it up like a soup and then to take all the vegetables out of the broth when it's cooked, use them as a mash or whatever, pop it into a shepherd's pie and then I've got a broth. So it's not really using the peelings because they can be a little bit hit and miss.
Okay.
It's just about using what you've got to have.
Okay, so a bit less farty and composty around the house.
Yes.
Katrina Redmond, thank you so much. Always great practical advice as always. We'll put all those bread and soup recipes up on the website. Talk to you soon, Katrina.
Thanks, Brendan.
Okay, that's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RT Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.